Ok. No. Be disgusted, Lynn.
Paper?
Any aspects of Perikis? Perikis and Perikis really form one unit. And the idea behind Perikis and Perikis initially. You don't have the grow here. Perikis and Perikis form one unit. And that unit comes to tell us one basic idea. And that basic idea is that the Torah and Chochmas HaTorah and Havana of Chochmas HaTorah is not something that's incidental to the world. This was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan of the world, created first. It was the blueprint around which he created the world and every aspect of the world. That means he made the human being, and when he fashioned the human personality, he had in mind that the human being, in fulfilling the Torah, would be find his greatest fulfillment. And if someone would say, well, something the Torah is against the human personality, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them together. It doesn't mean that's necessarily easy to fulfill the Torah. No, that's the idea of a Nesoya, and that's the idea of a human being building himself up and building his neshama by meeting those nesyonos and overcoming those nesyonos. And therefore, since the Torah was the blueprint of the world, and that was the plan for the world, and the human being was built with that in mind, so if a person wants even success in Olam Hazeh, if he understands what the Torah demands of him and he does it, so then he's functioned in this world according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, and he succeeded in this world. Now, success in this world doesn't necessarily mean I have $100 billion in my bank account. No. And success in this world means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's definition of success. That's why, if you take a look, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Yoshua, who's taking over as the manhig of Klal Yisrael, he says, "Well, Gisa v'yom v'laylo, l'mantaska." She was successful as the manhig of Klal Yisrael. The manhig of Klal Yisrael, if he wants to know how to lead Klal Yisrael, and a lot of issues besides just passing shaylos and leading Klal Yisrael, giving them a direction, and fighting the battles, and doing everything as the leader of Klal Yisrael. So, it doesn't say you go to graduate school in political science. That's not what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says by learning Torah and understanding it in its depth, you'll be able to be successful in this world. When David HaMelech gives his final instructions to Shlomo, who will succeed him as the Melech Yisrael, what does he tell him? By learning Torah, he's going to understand how to lead Klal Yisrael and to his malch and to establish his malchus, and that fits in. And at the end of Perikis, it says, "Kimotzi motzachayim." One who finds mishim motzah, also motzachayim nitzchim. For yofik rotzam me Hashem, And that Chaim is Chaim in this world, Chaim in the next world. And that's what it means, says the Gro, Eitz Chaim Hila Machzikim Bo. Now, this is Chochmah's Bonsabesu, with Chochmah, which Bo created this world. And Yosaleitz Lokeach Lokoa. Now, there's certain people, Pasuk says, who their whole personality is negativity and zulzul. It's called leitzonis, knocking things. And al kochach leitz, don't give such a person tochacha, because his mind isn't open to accept things. He'll just knock things. And anyone who attempts it will get, in the end, nothing but bizyonos. Al tochach leitz pen yisnoecha. Chochach l'chocham v'yavecha. The difference between a leitz and a chocham is there's a basic midah. Is there a chocham? What does the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos? Halom mikolot. A person, an open-minded person, who's willing to listen to what other people say, and that, and accept what other people have to say. Such a person, here's what they have to say, is interested, does not have the gaiva that I don't have to pay attention, and will work continually on incorporating what everyone has to say in order to improve himself. He'll get more chochmah. And a tzaddik, someone whose mind is open to improve himself, to improve his chochmah. And he wants to people pointing out that. But a let someone who is total negativity knocks people because he's afraid to open his mind up to hear from other people. If you do it, he's going to hate you. Chilas chochma yiras Hashem. Reishis chochma yiras Hashem. What is that? Why? Imein yira and chochma. And chochma and yira. Why would a person? What's the difference between a person who's a chochma and a letz? The difference between a person who's a chochma and a letz is what your goals are for yourself in this world, and why you have those goals. A letz does not want to improve himself. He wants justification for wherever he is and decides what he wants. Therefore, he'll knock everything except something that justifies his opinions, his ideas, and his behaviors. Yiras Shamayim begins that a person understands that someday has to give him din v'cheshem to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Said in my shmuz on Monday that every person has to have someone to whom he feels he has to justify his actions. Yaakov Avinu and Yosef were separated for many years. But when Yosef had the nesayon with Eishes Potiphar, he had in front of him Yaakov Avinu's face, and he knew he had to justify himself to Yaakov Avinu, and he couldn't. Asi l'charav is what Asi l'charav says. A person has to have somebody else to whom he feels he's beholden. You are, because when we come to our own actions, we have all sorts of Negias, we have all sorts of self-interest. And if we know that we have to justify ourselves, then we're going to want to improve ourselves and make ourselves better. Why would a person want to do that? Because he knows that someday he's going to have to get a din v'cheshbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Yiras Hashem, Tchilas Chachma Yiras Hashem. The Lomei Mikol Adam. Why is he Lomei Mikol Adam? Because he knows that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and my goal is to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and therefore the emes of Torah is the paramount thing in my life, and I have to be able to push away all the gifts. That applies to Chachmas HaTorah, Vadas Kadosh and Bina, and people who want to live their lives on an exalted high level know that someday they're going to have to justify their ideas and their midos and their behavior to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that forces a person to be brutally honest with himself, because he knows that he's going to sit in front of a Beis Din Shamayim that you can't fake and you can't fool. He's going to see things with absolute emes. Okay, but a person will say, listen, but I have to survive in this world. That is where Shlomo HaMelech promises that, and goes back to what he's been talking about, that since Torah is the blueprint of the world, through fulfilling Torah in its complete way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to guarantee you success in this world. But going back to Chivas Chochma Yeres Hashem, Im Chochamto Chochamto Loch. If you have Havana Satova, don't worry about it. And if no one recognizes it, and no one applauds it, and people knock it, the fact that you yourself have Chochmas HaTorah, that justifies it. Anything else is a bonus. V'latzko v'vatchalis. And instead of opening your mind up to the Emes HaTorah, you knock everything, you're going to suffer the consequences of that. Now, maybe a person will say, okay, that Chachmas HaTorah is available to people of the greatest intelligence, greatest of this, no. Mi Pesi, who is a fool? Yotzer Heine, come to me. Torah will straighten out the minds of everyone. The Rambam of the end of the Dalit, Hilchos Yisod HaTorah says, Torah is a certain Chachma. It's unique among all Chachmas. If you take a look at physics and the advanced theories of relativity, not everyone can understand it. Torah is different. Torah can be understood by every individual on every different level and in a way that's fitting for him. Me passing, if you think you're not so smart, Yotzer Heine, come here. And v'chasavreif, and I'll teach people who don't think that they have intelligence. But you'll say, there's another way of life that's very attractive. Mayim genuvim yim toku. Don't, if a person is short-sighted, something which is also very pleasant and very sweet. Lechem susarim, you know. It's very pleasant. But you pay a serious price for it at the end. Very often when I read the story of Yosef, I think Yosef was presented with unbelievable Nisayan. There were two Nisayanists there. There was a Nisayan that Yosef had. That simple physical Nisayan. He was a young man all by himself. And this beautiful woman threw herself at him. And Chazal go into detail exactly what she did. Unbelievable Nisayan on one hand. But there was another Nisayan too, parallel to that. He was Yaakov Avinu's favorite son. Dream of Malchus. The voice of Malchus. And in here, he was a slave in Potiphar's house. And what did she promise him? She'll free him. She'll set him up as an Egyptian nobleman. Live a life of luxury. And just imagine if Chas v'Shalom Yosef had given in. Given. And one day he's sitting as an Egyptian nobleman and say, oh, if I hadn't given in to her, look, I'd still be a slave there. I'd be in jail. Could he have dreamed that he'd be the ruler of all of Egypt? Every nobleman would be subject to him. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And he runs the hand because Yosef was the Omer ben Nisayon. Did he become not just a nobleman in Egypt, become the number one ruler of all of Egypt? So not even about his Olam Haba. Yosef never would have gotten his Olam Hazeh. He hadn't stood up to Nisayon. There's a lot of short-sighted cheshbonos. And those short-sighted cheshbonos sometimes tell a person, listen, the Torah is a hard thing. Grab what you can today. There's one machlok, there's a simple machlokas between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. Simple machlokas. Today or tomorrow. That's it. Yetzirah says today, Yetzirah says tomorrow. Tomorrow maybe next year, whatever. This finishes the first section of Mishlei. First section of Mishlei is one theme. First nine program of Mishlei. And that theme is that Chochmas HaTorah is the basis for everything in this world. Chochmas HaTorah is the way to achieve success in Olam Hazeh. Because the basis of the structure of this world comes from Torah. That is the theme of Nine Problem. And whatever short-sighted cheshbon a person has, Mayim Ganufan Yom Taku. It's very enjoyable to take money that doesn't belong to you. It's very enjoyable to do things and on a short-term basis. It's very attractive. I had a person I knew. At one point he was exceedingly wealthy. And unfortunately, he got it all taken away from him when the government caught him for embezzlement of millions of dollars. because he plea bargained, he stayed out of jail. But I remember I was in his house, and every piece of furniture says, "This belongs to the United States government." the dining room table, "This belongs to the United States government." the whole house. I was sitting and talking to him about his general behavior, so-called Orthodox Jew. And he said, "Listen, I have a problem." He says, "If I were in a room and the $25,000 cash on the table and someone walked out of the room, I couldn't stand up and not put that in my pocket. I just couldn't do it." Now, what does that mean? He could see the short term. You could see it very well, the short term. And if there was $25,000, wasn't that wonderful to have in your pocket? On the other hand, the long term, which is what happened to him, he couldn't see. Mine is in Tokyo, and the short term and long term and very, very long term. But what Mishle says is something that is not only a question of Olam Haba. It's a question of just function in Olam Haza. And even the short term and long term of Olam Haza. Torah gives you that mahalas. Because Torah is the basis for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of Olam Haza. And that is the key to success in Olam Haza as well. And that is Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham of the Lord. And that's Shlomo HaMelech's life. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him in a dream and said, "What can I give you?" What did Shlomo HaMelech answer? The Chacham. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, "You didn't ask for wealth, you didn't ask for power, you didn't ask for this, you asked for Chacham. If you ask that, I'm going to give you everything." And what Chachman did Shlomo HaMelech ask for? He asked for Chachman, he'll understand physics better than anything. So the Ramban, in its Hakdama, to Chumash and Bereishis says, Shlomo HaMelech, Chachmas HaTorah, was so great that he understood every aspect of the world from inside Torah. By Dabrala Eitzim, he understood every tree, everything. But it was as a result of his deep and complete and total Chachma Satera. So according to Ramban, when Shlomo HaMelech says, "I want Chachma," what is he asking for? He's asking a total and complete Chachma Satera. And as a result, he understood everything about the world. Torah Shabbat says, once your goal is Chochmas HaTorah, so then you're going to end up with everything. And therefore, Shlomo HaMelech, in the first 9 Pesukim of Mishle, this is basically what he tells people. This is a story of my life. Chochmas HaTorah gave me the entire success, Olam Haza, because through the Torah, I understand exactly how to function. That only comes when a person's Chochmas HaTorah comes together with the Yiras Hashem. Because then he's able to reach the Emes of Torah, and it's going to guide him throughout his life. This is the end of this section of Mishle. Now, another section of Mishle, which goes on to other things. But that means Mishle Shlomo ben Chochom. Ben Chochom is Samachov, who ben Ksil Tugasim. Okay. Well, that means Hashem will begin next week, the next section. and Yaradeya, first Chalik, and Simon Aleph, and Simon Pei Aleph.